John Hansen now from Black Club Chicago with Extremely Local News. John, good morning. Let's talk first about the 38-year-old Chicagoan, and he was cruising past the one-mile marker of the hot chocolate runs in his hometown, and then what happened?
Yeah, this was in St. Louis, and all of a sudden, frightened deer crossed in front of the and into the crowd of 7,000 runners in the Forest Park area of St. Louis, and Kirk Gredeman was the only one that was trampled by the hooves, and it seems kind of crazy, and it was incredibly damaging. They flung him about 12 or 13 feet in the air. He fell on his head, and people thought he had died. He ended up in a neck brace. He woke up the next day and just stared at the ceiling for months.
Wow.
But was determined to get back up on his feet, and Mac Lederman wrote a great story we're just about to publish on the website about how he spent weeks in the hospital, recovered, and he'll be running this Sunday in the Chicago Marathon just 10 months after this freak accident. And just goes to show you just one of the many runners who have these incredible stories that'll be racing in Chicago on Sunday.
Yes, so many inspiring stories, and they all make me think when I do not want to go out for my half-hour, three-mile jog and look for excuses. So we need to hear these stories,
we
don't
do.
We?
Yeah.
This is a good story out of Portage Park about how Chicago's last independent costume shops are surviving.
Yeah, the last two in Chicago. And they're just a few blocks apart, which we find interesting. Fantasy Costumes, and if anyone watches, you know, Channel 9 in the morning, they always do live hits from Fantasy Costumes at 4065 North Milwaukee. But nearby is also Chicago Costume Company, 4727 West Montrose. They're the last two independent costume shops in Chicago, and they say they've survived for a couple reasons. One, they both transitioned quickly to be able to rent and buy costumes online, as their many competitors were able to do so. But both owners have really strived at providing just about anything you can possibly find. They were chatting with the owner of Fantasy Costume, Molly, who wrote this story for Block Club. They say that they have 600 different styles of kids' costumes, 150 different kinds of sunglasses, 12 different kinds of Spider-Man costumes. You can rent all of them at both of these locations, too, and that's how they've managed to survive. They keep that local connection. They love people coming in the store, just walking around. We're so used to just, you know, like you mentioned, Bob, you love your bookstores, right? We're so used to so many people buying them online, but there's nothing like walking through, trying on a costume, getting inspired, saying, I don't know what I'm going to be this year, walking to one of these shops and figuring it out while you walk around.
Yeah, it's hard with the big box retailers and the internet, so good for them.
Yep.
And finally, on Saturday, something special going on at Navy Pier. Tell us about this.
This is the Slow and Low Chicago Lowrider Festival. Don't know if you ever had a lowrider car, Bob Surratt.
No, I can't say that I did.
This is really cool, though. I didn't know quite how much this was a part of Chicago's Mexican-American culture and still continues to be. So about 250 cars from 80 different car clubs across the area, a lot of them on the southwest side of the city, will have transformed motorcycles and bikes. It'll be really cool. There's groups, bands, dancing, all sorts of stuff. They do crown winners, but they often say that, look, every driver that brings one of these cars just loves the culture of it. It's cool, it's hip, and they just love showing it off. They don't even care about the trophies. But that's happening this weekend, the Slow and Low Chicago Lowrider Festival at the Festival Hall at Navy Pier.
I did have a motorcycle, but that was it for me.
Didn't go low?
No, it didn't go low. Have a good weekend, John. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
More at blockclubchicago.org.